I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While tribal violence in Zhongli, Sudan has forced many into the bush, it's not stopping Bible translation efforts in Juba. President of Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith, says
the news reports are concerning. Naturally, we're concerned about the security of the teams that are working there, our own staff that are there, and volunteers that could be coming and going from there in terms of support for our project. So it's something we're monitoring carefully, but in terms of the long view of history, this is really a unique season of opportunity to help advance Bible translation in that nation.
There are 29 languages without any scripture there. A new translation training center is in the planning stages. We turn next to Kenya. It's a unique mix of potential and poverty. Despite the veneer of development, there are still many rural parts of the country that struggle to find a regular source of clean water. Those conditions set the stage for the newest family to join the Mission Society's work in Kenya. Nick and Heidi Griffiths are preparing to work in some of the poorest areas of the country, setting up water filtration systems and medical work. Their work will create opportunities for engaging in discipleship.
We will be coming alongside existing pastors that are in Kenya already working with the local people and talking where we can about Jesus and to show the love of Jesus Christ.
And another team is preparing to head to Guatemala. In 2 weeks, Orphan Outreach will take another team into some of the most poverty-stricken areas to love on kids there. The ministry is in a constant struggle to offer a better future for kids they're helping. Team visits are often an encouragement to the staff. Pray for safety, for team unity, and for the Lord to use each individual to show His love for the children and staff. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you could encourage millions of Christians to do something for Christ, would you do it? By helping the Mission Network News website redesign project, you're doing just that. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the mousepad link with your best gift, and it'll be matched dollar for dollar. I'm Greg Yoder.